You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Friday, the 17th of October. It's a day where the gold price hit another record, smashing through $4,300 an ounce overnight. While gold is up nearly 70% so far this year, a lot of that run-up has happened more recently, surging 30% since the middle of August. My guest today has a warning as some traditional buyers of gold tap out at these levels. But first to the Australian share market, where the S&P ASX 200 fell 0.8% today. For more on the day's market action and for more on that gold price and the warning, I spoke with Isaac Poole, the Global Chief Investment Officer at Oriana Private Wealth. Isaac, first of all, the ASX, it pulled back today. Why?
I think you're seeing equity markets at these very stretched valuations, so it doesn't take a lot for markets to react badly to any news. And we have seen some negative news, particularly in the US around credit cycles, maybe moving into defaults, a few questions around the private credit market and what that might mean for the equity market. And so that's flowing through to the ASX today. And I think it's something to really pay attention to, because when you see negative news in the credit markets, it can really speak to downside risk in equities.
Okay. Instead, let's talk about the upside. What we've seen is gold hitting another fresh record high overnight. I want to delve into this in quite some detail if we can. It's been charging all year, that gold price. Run us through, first of all, what's motivating this rally generally?
I think there is clearly some story there around uncertainty and investors buying it, but I would caution buying into the narrative that it's been central bank buying. I think that was a story in 2022 and 2023 and 2024. Now, this is not about central banks. That buying has slowed down. What I think you're seeing now is a trickle-down effect to retail buyers. And when you look at what's really been pushing demand in gold at the moment, it's been ETFs. And you are seeing this huge financialization of gold bullion through ETFs. And retail investors racing out to buy after the market's already up 70% or so. So I think that's been the big story over this year, and particularly the last month.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned the last month, because if we look back to the past 2 months, that gold price has really rallied up pretty hard, up by about 30%. Is there anything else that's driving all this flurry of activity?
I think when you look at that most recent move, you really need to delve into the details, because I'm up here in China at the moment, actually, and been speaking to our investors. And what has been a huge driver of gold over the last decade and more has been China and India buying gold jewelry. And that has tapped out at these prices, at these levels. They are not buying anymore. So the traditional driver of demand has dropped away, which really leads to that point that it is retail demand. It's investors racing to buy bullion from shops and Costco in the US. And I think that you should really approach that with caution.
That's such an interesting point, though. So does it suggest, though, that we may be topping out in terms of that gold price? Is there more to come then, or is this serving as a warning?
I think there's a warning here. I would put this down to momentum and sentiment. And when you see momentum and sentiment driving commodity prices like this, yes, it can go higher. I'm not going to be able to pick a turning point, but it feels like a melt-up over the last month. And when you see a melt-up like that, it means that prices can fall. And what is really critical to remember for gold is, if you go back over the last 40 years, there have been at least three periods where gold has fallen 50% from its peak and then stayed at those lower prices for up to a decade. So it's really critical to remember that gold can go down and stay down for a very long period of time.
Okay, what about other commodities and critical minerals? There's that BHP and China iron ore dispute going on. Critical minerals also in the spotlight as the Australian Prime Minister prepares to meet the US President on Monday. What's your take?
I think that there is a very idiosyncratic issue happening with critical minerals at the moment that's related to the trade dispute and trade wars generated via the US and China particularly. More broadly, when we're in an environment where global growth is slowing, where central banks are cutting rates, it's not historically been a great time for commodity prices, and particularly prices like iron ore. So I would say at the moment, yes, we've seen a little bit of a pickup, but I think there's quite a lot of downside risk if we see further slowing in the global economy and in Australia's economy.
Interest rates, the jobless rate worse than expected yesterday at 4.5%. To what extent is the market now predicting an interest rate cut in November?
I think the market's now moved to price it in, and probably rightly so. That labour market data is something that we've all been watching for some time. But when you look at the leading indicators for the labour market, they're pointing to an unemployment rate that might be moving towards 5% over the next 6 to 12 months. And the RBA needs to start thinking about insurance rate cuts, if you want to call it that. But if they don't get ahead of the curve, they may be forced to much deeper rate cuts in early 2026 and through the course of next year.
And so finally, what are you telling your clients right now, and where do you see the opportunities for investors?
Look, there has been an everything rally over the course of the year. Everything's moved higher. Valuations look stretched across so many asset classes. So we're saying proceed with caution. And I know that this is something that we say all the time, but diversify, diversify, diversify. Build the diversification in your portfolio. Get some resilience in there because things are expensive.
That is Isaac Poole there from Oriana Private Wealth. And he wraps up the podcast for this Friday and for the week. Don't forget, if you do enjoy it, to give it a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Click that subscribe button. And you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Business Ricardo and on YouTube at Ricardo Gonsalves. I'll see you next week.
This SBS On the Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.